This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Yes, what is America talking about? We're going to spend the next hour ferreting out that very question and getting an answer from Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. It is their job, among many other jobs, to provide this list every week. We have it published on the Good Day Show website, and Talkers.com has it. Michael is here to go through the top 10 stories that they have gleaned from their discussions and monitoring stations and all the good stuff that goes into making up these reports. There's a people list as well. So, Michael.
Yes. Here is the result of our ferreting and gleaning.
Yes.
We have and the top stories.
Sounds like something you should do. You should do in the bathroom.
Okay. Yeah. At number 10, we have the Carter Tribute Service. And at number 9, we have the Santos expulsion vote. And at number 8, we have the Hunter Biden probe. And number 7, the U.S. migrant crisis. At number 6, the Newsom-DeSantis-Hannity show debate. At number 5, Trump's legal battles. At number 4, that little old thing called the 2024 presidential race. At number 3, we have the death of Henry Kissinger, 100 years old. At number 2, anti-Semitism and protests. And at number 1, the Hamas hostages release and the truce, which, as we speak, seems to be unraveling, as expected. Mm-hmm. On the people survey, at number 10, Rosalynn Carter. Number 9, George Santos. Number 8, Hunter Biden. Number 7, Gavin Newsom. Number 6, Ron DeSantis. Number 5, Nikki Haley. Number 4, Mike Johnson. Number 3, Henry Kissinger. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden. And as we enter the month of December, that's the way the stories and the people stack up.
So what do you remember when Henry Kissinger's name is mentioned? What comes into your mind first?
Oh, gosh. I guess real politic, the idea that power is an end unto itself. His statement that power is the ultimate aphrodisiac. And images of him on his knees with Richard Nixon praying for guidance from above during the last hours of the Nixon presidency. Those pop into my brain.
So what popped into my brain was all the hot-looking chicks that he used to date.
I'll bet.
Remember, yeah.
Power is the ultimate aphrodisiac.
Aphrodisiac, right, exactly. Yep.
You know.
All right. But, so that's number 3 this week. Let's go to number 1 and spend some time on the circumstances surrounding not only the truce that's over, the hostages release, et cetera, but what's come out as something that I'm not sure I related this to you early on, that first week of the war, when I talked to my friend Uri Geller, who lives in Israel. He said that it is impossible, in his mind, whether he's using his psychic ability or not, he said it is impossible to think that the Israeli government did not know that there was going to be an attack. He said it just isn't possible. And what his, I'm listening to his words echo around in my mind, because now there is as we do this program, there is not just a story, but there is a lot of focus on Israeli officials knowing they had the battle plan for the terrorist attack a year before it happened. There are documents, there are emails, there are interviews that show this. But the Israeli military and the intelligence officials dismissed the plan as aspirational. That's what they're saying in public now. It was too difficult for Hamas to carry out. Well, it seems that that wasn't true. So what is now the fate of somebody like Netanyahu, who used the war to bolster his own power as the ultimate aphrodisiac, as you were saying, And now it looks like that government he put together could be shaky. If this comes, comes around to bite him in the butt, what happens to Netanyahu? As there's no doubt that the bad guys here still are Hamas. That's not the question, but it's whether or not with the politicians all around the world, no matter what their position, they all want power, right?
All right. Well, you certainly took a circuitous route in presenting what you did, and you came dangerously close to spinning it to an anti-Israeli posture. But
really?
Absolutely. Yeah. But that's okay. I mean, Israel's not beyond criticism, and politicians are not beyond
scrutiny. I was criticizing Netanyahu, not Israel, really.
This is where it gets murky. If you look at all wars and you look at all attacks, it always comes out that there was advanced knowledge of it by the intelligence agencies and the military in the countries. There's talk that FDR knew that the Japanese had plans to bomb Pearl Harbor.
Right.
There's a lot of talk that the U.S. intelligence agencies knew that 9/11 was, that there were plans to do some type of another attack on the World Trade Center. If you recall, it had, less than a decade before, the World Trade Center was attacked and bombed, and it didn't work. Well, they came back and did it. Intelligence agencies know of these, and a key word you used, aspirational plans. If they acted on every single one, it would be quite a mess. It didn't seem feasible. And it didn't seem likely. Now, as far as Netanyahu, this is going to bite him in the butt. It's going to bite him in the butt anyway, because the radical, and I say from the standpoint of politics in Israel, the radical government that he cobbled together was because he wanted power, not because that particular government is representative of the people of Israel as a democracy, what they would want. It's an unpopular government, and he's unpopular in Israel. So this is going to speed up his exit. But to think or to spin it in a way that FDR wanted the Japanese to blow up Pearl Harbor, or that FBI and CIA wanted the Al-Qaeda to bomb the World Trade Center, or Churchill, wanted Hitler to attack all these countries on the way to consolidate his power, or this case in Israel, is an exaggeration of what really happened, and kind of a conspiracy theory.
Isn't that interesting? Well, that's a powerful way of getting into it and overviewing what's going on. It still is the problem, is the ultimate worry is where does it all go? The Iranians and their nuclear stuff and all of the stuff that gets flushed around in these circumstances.
I don't think you said anything that I disagree with. I'm just presenting it in a broader context.
Yeah, no, I wanted you to.
That this goes on. Where does it all go? Where it goes is that we cannot trust politicians past a certain point. All wars are partially instigated, inspired, or perpetuated by political ambition.
Of course. The best example of that in our lifetime certainly was Hitler, but you go back to Napoleon, that movie that's out now, it describes him to a T as being, he lusts for power. Right. He's a little guy with a little, interesting. Look at the size, other than going back to Alexander the Great, the size, I'm talking about physical size of most of the people who have become dictators. Putin's a little runt. The guy who runs China is a little runt. The Ayatollah is a short little runt. Napoleon was barely 5 feet tall. Hitler was like 5'4" or something. And there's always that little crude reference to their private parts. And so, is that what motivates him? Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe that's a good reason why we should elect Chris Christie. As president of the United States. Big man, big job.
Right. That's it. There we go. I like that. We have to figure that out. Speaking of politics and stuff, Joe Biden being number one, There is something going on this week as we're doing this program. You know, you and I are both in Massachusetts, and our neighboring state to the north, New Hampshire, the Democratic Party up there, which, you know, the control mechanism of the Democratic Party, has revved up a write-in campaign to avoid what the polls would suggest would be a tumultuous, embarrassingly awful loss. They have the Democratic National Committee is spending $100,000 to prep people to write in Joe Biden's name on, you know, because that's where the primary, the first primary is. What is it, January or early February or something? Mm-hmm. Remember all the times we've gone up there to do the primary thing?
We do the primary thing.
The primary thing. Yeah.
Sounds like something out of Star Trek. The primary directive.
Yep. Anyway, so the whole, you know, he's so weak that they're that worried about it. I thought that was pretty interesting, frankly. A lot of the talk radio programs around here are talking about it. Go ahead, excuse me.
No, I'm not quite sure what the mechanism behind that is, whether he's on the
ballot. Yeah, I don't either, you know, because his name's obviously going to be on the ballot. So why would they need a write-in campaign? That's what, you know,
I've heard somewhere. Look, I will admit in this case to ignorance. There's something about this that you and I are both missing, and maybe we can figure it out during the course of the show.
Well, what we do is what is the old expression? Make sure your brain is in gear before you put your mouth in motion. Maybe that applies here. All right, let's take a trip to Las Vegas, shall we? All you have to do to get there is dial 800-419-3684. That's it. That's your ticket to 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas. If you're ready to play, ready to eat, ready to sleep, ready to go to shows, whatever it is that you want to do, you dial up that number and you win a slot. There's two people, bingo. It's easy to do, and there's no string attached to it. And you can stay a couple of extra nights if you want. Arrange that with these folks as well. 800-419-3684. That's the number for the free time. Right now you call it, and you get the reward for your call by everybody on the other end saying, yes, we can do it. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller at the Calitrin headquarters. I've seen some things on the toploss.com website indicating that some people lost like 90 pounds.
You know, you have to start somewhere. So, you know, those people that have lost 90 pounds, it took a year or even more to get to that point. With Calitrin, you know, it's not going to be anything extreme. It's not going to be overnight results with weight loss. When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health by revving up your metabolism, through rebuilding lean muscle tissue, through overall helping decrease cravings.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving?
We've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. He, in fact, is the major domo, the editor and publisher of Talkers. So we're here to discuss the nuance of some of these stories, the people list that put together every week by Talkers Magazine. Some of the things have been around for a while because they've been problems for a while. And then there are other things like the Santos vote number 9 this week on the countdown. Certainly an interesting guy. Is the that's the nicest thing I can say. He's an interesting guy who wears pants that were 6 years old. Somebody asked him, some interviewer asked him whether the pants he had on were pants that he got from ill-gotten gains. He said no, he'd had them for 6 years. Anyway.
You get your pants from ill-gotten gains.
Yeah, right.
Everything
exactly.
This guy does is a lie.
Of course it is.
I like his righteous indignation about
how does he even get that much starch? Oh, yeah, right, exactly. So the House was supposed to vote on whether Santos should be expelled in response to all these reports from the House Ethics Committee, which concluded that he can't be trusted. You know, this reminds me, you remember Joel Heffley, the congressman from Colorado?
Yeah, I do remember Joel Heffley. I remember him fondly. Am I correct in remembering him fondly? It's ancient.
Yes,
history.
Very fondly, yes. Okay. He was a part of this program and other programs that I did. One of my favorites, one of the most conservative politicians in the modern era. He was the only member of Congress to return money to the general fund at the end of the year because he didn't spend every penny that was allocated to him in the budget. Every member of the House has $1 million a year to spend for whatever needs they have, and he turned back, I think, $140,000 one year. And anyway, so we had great conversations. Because of his morality, he was chosen to be the chairman of the House Ethics Committee. And during his time, what's his face from Texas? DeLay, right? Remember Tom, the great Tom DeLay, who was one of the most. He was another vivid example of a crooked politician to the nth degree. So Joel Heffley flushed out Tom DeLay, even though a member of the same party, and his committee found evidence of a dozen different things that DeLay had done that ended up feathering his own nest to the tune of millions of dollars. So DeLay was expelled from the house. He was one of these same people that, you know, we're talking about with regard to Santos. And so, because Heffley did such a great job, the Republican National Committee found somebody to run against him, his own party, to run against him in his district, and the guy defeated him. So he was basically sent home packing as one of the most prestigious members of Congress because the Republican National Committee didn't like the fact that he went after one of their own, even though the guy he went after was a crook.
Yeah, well, that tells you the nature of politics. That's called primarying. They primaried him. When the party is angry at you, they put up a candidate to make sure you don't get the nomination, and the party faithful are encouraged to come out to vote against you because you're such a bad guy for being a turncoat on the party as opposed to representing the American people. This has been going on for a very long time, and I'm glad you mentioned that because it's not a new phenomenon.
Nope, not at all. So let's fast forward to Speaker Johnson, who I actually think is doing a pretty good job. There's two sides to politicians. They're real, the life and who they are, and then there's the fact, can you manage, in this case, the House, and he did a good job of putting that bill together. He said he had reservations about the George Santos expulsion. It'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out. Okay, we continue. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 28 after the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A federal appeals court Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed. The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity. Friday, the House took a decisive vote and expelled Republican Representative George Santos of New York. Before that vote, he spoke with Fox News.
If it's your choice to change precedent and loop me in with three Confederate turncoats who are expelled for treason, so I'll be the first person to get expelled from Congress without a conviction or without committing treason.
He's only the sixth member in the history of the chamber to be removed by his colleagues. A devoted University of Michigan graduate is suing the state after losing his cherished Go Blue license plate. Joseph Hardig III, a suburban Detroit lawyer, said the plate had sentimental value passed down from his late father. When he attempted to renew it, he found it was assigned to another car owner. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every week a service here devoted to the information that Talkers Magazine gleans. And every week we're heard on great radio stations. I want to do that. I'm going to start doing this because I love the Casey Kasem aspect of it. Every week we're heard on great radio stations like KFAR in Fairbanks, Alaska, and KSRM in Kenai, Alaska. There are four stations actually in Alaska that carry this program. So I have just highlighted two of them. Michael, carrying the countdown, thank you very much. Good That's to have you here. Yeah, it is. It's great. I got a goosebumps, actually, when I was looking at the call letter list. It's cool. It's, you know, it's kind of a neat thing. You do this. We think we're just talking to each other, and that's good radio. I mean, we are talking to each other, and people are listening to us have a conversation. That's what it is. But then when you figure out who's listening and where they are, it's kind of a fun
thing.
Are you
serious? Are there people listening to what we're saying?
You never Amazing, told me isn't that. It? I'm sorry.
I thought that this was our you know, weekend
our time to
coffee clutch.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But the whole thing with people listening around, I'm involved in a project that I'll be talking about here on forthcoming shows with the United Nations, setting up interviews between radio stations around the world. In other words, we'll be able to, or you on your daily show, will be able to talk to people in different countries about radio. It'll be World Radio Day.
Oh, cool.
And I'm helping on February 13th, 2024. And I'm right in the middle of that whole thing, and what an experience it's been.
I bet.
So the idea of being heard in places is exciting.
Oh, yeah. Didn't we used to go to the UN on the day
That was a whole different deal I had with them. I used to bring radio hosts from around the country to the United Nations give a little insight into how it works. You know, a lot of people, they have black and white thinking about the UN. They're either for it or against it. But the UN is quite an important organization in terms of world affairs. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
And it's something that is great to plug into for the sake of having broader conversations in a larger world. And I think it's ultimately a good thing for us to be connected to.
Okay. So this is something from your wheelhouse. This is sort of a countdown extra. I know what a big football fan you are, and sometimes when things are slower, We are able to fortunately get some of the sports stuff that's a part of Sports Talk Radio onto the list. It's been a long time because we've got other stuff that's going on. But I wanted to, when I found out that the Patriots game had been moved from Monday night to Sunday afternoon, and I've been listening to some of your fellow Patriot fans yell and scream like they'd had their left leg amputated. This, but you being the fan, is it a ratings thing? I'm just curious because
of course it's a ratings thing.
Watch that game.
Yeah. Primetime television. They try to figure out when they're putting together the schedule for the primetime games, the Sunday night football, Thursday night football, Monday night football, when there's no other games going on and there's only one game. Those tend to get the highest ratings because football fans want to see football. And, you know, in Sunday afternoon, you have many games competing against each other. So it waters down the ratings. That being said, quite often the schedules don't turn out to reflect the most interesting teams. They try to figure out which will be the really ratings getting teams for those times. And the Patriots, no one expected them to be one of the two worst teams in the National Football League this year. So they want to get them out of Monday night because there's nothing hanging on the game.
Right.
And they move
so
it.
So it's now the Eagles and the Seahawks, is that it? Did I see that?
Well, the Eagles, the Eagles are phenomenal this year, and the Seahawks are interesting.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Stuart. Sorry. The story behind the story, folks. I knew Michael would have it, and for those of you who are, and there are plenty of people listening, I'm sure that are big football fans, and you want to know why, there it is. That's why. You just heard the story. Now, there's another story that's brewing. Because the economy this week, the news about interest rates going down and that sort of thing, something that we have talked a lot about here, the whole business of what's going on in the economy, I'm bringing this up because it affects me as a small business person and you as a small business person. And I'll be interested to see how this gets flushed out if people even begin to understand what's going on in the government under the Equal Credit Opportunity Act. Which is now being finalized, coming up for a vote. It's coming, the information is coming from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The regulators there are trying to make credit and capital less available for small businesses because they say in the current state of the economy, it's more important for the bigger banks, bigger companies to do business than to have the small businesses who are obviously having, you know, we all who are in small businesses know how tough capital is at this time. So the government wants to come in and drive more of the small banks either out of business or into the fold with big businesses. And all it looks like to me is limiting competition in the financial lending space. Now, how does this affect every American? Borrowing money to buy a car, borrowing money to pay off bills, borrowing money to buy a house. The government is trying this monstrosity that is the CFPB, as they call it. And I wonder with the average person, I mean, this is a story, by the way, I got off of Bloomberg, listening to a Bloomberg broadcast last night, Michael, and I thought to myself, I used the word intriguing when I first thought about it, but yeah, this is stuff that, again, behind the scenes, this you'd hear discussed on a business talk radio program. And I guess we were just talking about sports talk radio is big. How is business talk radio doing in the general bill of fare of talk radio these days?
You know, radio that specializes exclusively on stories such as that one, radio that gets into the weeds of finance, it's a peripheral format that in some cases does okay, but it's not setting the world on fire. But there are some stations around the country that have been doing it for a very long time, and they have their own niche, and as a result, they also get a certain type of advertising that keeps them afloat. I wouldn't say that they're tearing
burning the house
very
down.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. All right. Number six on the story list this week is the Hannity Show debate between Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis. The way that this happens, I imagine you have some insight into why it happened with Hannity. Why did they decide, or did Hannity invite them to come, and what impact did this have on Hannity's program and talk radio in general this week?
Well, first of all, Hannity is the top. He really is the top guy in the game. Hannity, whether you like him or not, Hannity is very, very influential, very successful. And especially over at Fox TV with the departure of Tucker Carlson, Hannity is, you know, king of the roost there. So that's why he's in the middle of it all. There's a bit of a history between Newsom and Hannity.
I didn't know that.
Newsom bravely has gone on the Hannity show at least once that I know of, maybe more. And has no problem, you know, going toe-to-toe with Hannity. Has proven himself to be a tremendous debater and a tremendous potential candidate for president. I know a lot of people hate Gavin Newsom, and they blame all the problems in California on him, and that he's a shady character in some ways. You know, a lot of people do not like him. But other people think that he would be a really, really strong alternative to Joe Biden if Biden's not really able to carry it out on an effective level. So it's kind of a cool thing, you know, the blue state versus the red state. You got two high-profile governors, neither of which at this point is likely to be the presidential candidate of their parties. And it's good show business. And that's the background of it. That's how it...
What's your sense of whether they like each other or not, Newsom and DeSantis? They're actually kind of two peas in a pod. When you look at them, they just have different political philosophy, but they're both smooth talkers, and they're slick-looking, and, you know, they're about the same age, that sort of thing. Is that...
There's a symbiotic relationship going on there that played out with Hannity. Hannity, of course, tried to be as impartial as possible. He knew that that would play better.
Which is not easy for him.
Well, you know, it's not easy for anybody. It's not easy for me to be impartial in answering your questions here. And impartiality is my format. And I don't adhere to it 100%. Can't. Otherwise, you sound fake.
Yeah.
You know, we all have our biases, and it's a matter of how you act upon your biases as opposed to having biases. It's a matter of whether you set out to deceive people, if you want to seek victory at the expense of truth. But I personally think that DeSantis is Zippo as a candidate. I'm not saying I disagree with or agree with his policies and all that stuff. I just don't think he's got the stuff to be president in terms of a campaign.
I think they're both Zippo. Spending much time in California and listening to what people think of him out there. The guy just barely survived a recall as governor, and yet he's going to be the golden boy. Look at who his relatives are, and that tells you everything. I'm talking about literally his relatives, from Nancy Pelosi being his aunt, to the others who are his cousins and relatives that are in high political places. This guy is getting, it's almost the Kennedy treatment.
I'm just going to say to you, there is a tremendous parallel, and you and I were both around to witness this, and I was a kid who was very interested in politics. I was almost a political prodigy when I was a little kid in terms of my knowledge of it all. There's a tremendous parallel between Newsom and JFK in terms of, I remember when JFK was one of the pack running for president, people were terrified of him, that he was a crook,
Catholic,
that his father was a gangster,
the
Pope is going to run the country, that they were in with the mafia, that, you know, that he was a cheater, you know, on his wife. I remember being terrified that Kennedy was going to become president, and that Nixon, as a kid, I thought Nixon was cool. I liked Nixon as a kid, and I was terrified of Kennedy. I thought Kennedy was going to be the end of the world.
Based on the end of the world from happening. Right. The Bay of Pigs thing. All right, hold on a second. No, go ahead. What do you want to...
I was going to say, you just never know how a person will be as a president by how they are as a candidate.
That's true. Beware of what they say. Watch what they do. All right, it's 46 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list, We have this exclusive access to the information from Talkers Magazine, so you get it here first. So on this top 10 list of the people being discussed this week, for these are the names that came up more often than anybody else. Number 10, Rosalynn Carter, makes a lot of sense. George Santos, number 9. Hunter Biden is 8. Gavin Newsom is 7. Ron DeSantis is 6. Nikki Haley is 5. Mike Johnson is 4. Henry Kissinger is 3. Donald Trump is 2. And Joe Biden is 1. A very interesting. Well, I'm looking. This is a quick editorial comment. Kissinger, certainly, for lots of different reasons. And I think maybe that's the same for Mike Johnson as well. Certainly, a lot of people had a lot to say about Mrs. Carter. I'm looking at the list, and there are only two women on the list of 10, Mrs. Carter and Nikki Haley. So there's something to think about as we continue to focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the inner sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to toploss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people with a question. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal? When you talk to people, I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible?
When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to, but it's not going to be a quick fix.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. That's on our website, toploss.com.
That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the charts from Talkers Magazine that appear for your listening and dancing pleasure at Talkers.com and GoodDayShow.com every single week. Top 10 stories at number 10. I feel like Steve Harvey. The top 10 answers on the board. The top 10 stories, the service that was rendered for Mrs. Carter. At number 9, the expulsion vote for Mr. Santos. Ah, yes, at number 8, good old Hunter Biden, back with new information on that score. The situation with crime and the border, number 7, the debate on Hannity's show between Newsom and DeSantis, number 5, Trump and his legal battles continue to be a focus, number 4, those who would be president, number 3, the death of Mr. Kissinger, the protests in America, anti-Semitism, number 2, and the release of hostages in the Middle East, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. A couple of quick things here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen with a reminder about the MH interview. You have interviewed someone from inside the game, in a manner of speaking, right?
Yeah, I interview Paul McLean, who's the editor-in-chief of internationally known broadcasting magazine called Radio World. And we talk a lot about the state of radio around the world. Technically, he's a competitor of mine, but highly regarded, good friend, and very knowledgeable. So for people who enjoy talking about radio, where is it at, where is it going, and internationally, it's a very interesting conversation at MHinterview.com.
Another listening note, Megyn Kelly, who does a program, a talk program on Sirius, is going to do something after News Nation has the Republican primary debate. So I've forgotten how close we're getting to the Republic, to the primaries, right? The first in Iowa is in January. Good God. Unga bunga,
it's heating up.
Right? Yeah, round and round it goes. All right, Michael and Doug here. It's 10 minutes for the hour. Thank you. This is the Talk Radio Review and Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Joining us now is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the well-known attorney, and he's been a talk radio host for a long time. He's a college professor at Bentley University. He has that website that we always talk about, we go to, as a reference called Scamicide.com, which is interested in helping provide you with the latest info about all the scams that are around. I wanted to talk to you about number three this week in the countdown, the passing of Henry Kissinger. And not that there's a legal issue there. He had a did he have a law degree? He had a PhD in international politics. I know that. They always called him Dr. Kissinger. But
I know. That always got me. If you can't take out my appendix, don't call yourself a doctor.
That's okay. Well, I mean, was there ever any scandal about him legally? I'm talking about there are a lot of different scandals about him, but was there any legal...
Not what we would call scandals, in the sense that here was a guy who got a Nobel Peace Prize and was accused by some of his detractors of being a war criminal. And he certainly used power and manipulated things quite effectively. Some, you know, agreed, some didn't agree. You know, he brought a detente with China. He had a long, varied career. But as far as personal crimes, allegations of impropriety, that, no. I mean, he dated all the starlets, and it showed you that what power will do is an aphrodisiac. No, he was pretty clean as far as any kind of scandals go.
How do you suppose he would have functioned with Trump? Had he been, I mean, I've never seen even a picture of the two of them together. I can't imagine that they would be. Trump's had a lot of strange bedfellows around him. I can't imagine that Kissinger would have put up with his nonsense.
Yeah. No, and you're right on tune on that. Kissinger was quite outspoken with the fact that I even think he used the word ignorant when talking about Trump, and that Trump was both ignorant of foreign affairs and therefore quite dangerous, particularly with his temperament. So, yeah, I don't see either of them doing any kind of niceties with each other. He was a very vocal critic.
One of the items, let's see, number eight this week on the countdown story list from Talkers, the Hunter Biden probe. What's new? There seem to be little bits and pieces that keep coming out about him, the salacious stuff. And, you know, it's the old business of being convicted before you're convicted, but he does seem to have a little stench attached to him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can smell when he walks by. You know, there's no question that Hunter Biden isn't a particularly savory character, and he probably has benefited from his family name. Whether he has done anything with the president and whether there's any connection to the president, you know, that will have to wait and see. I haven't seen anything yet, and quite frankly, he's been investigated for so long that I doubt there's really anything there. To me, one of the more interesting things is Hunter Biden is saying he will testify before the House Oversight Committee, but he wants to do this publicly rather than the committee wants him to do it privately. Now, the committee, which is Republican-dominated, wants him to do it privately because then they can kind of cherry-pick what kinds of things they release. And going directly to the public, you can't do that. And, in fact, there are some Republicans who agree it should be made public. On the same token, the outraged Democrats did the same thing when they were in charge, and people like Steve Bannon said, I will testify, but only in public. So it's a good example of, you know, Tweedledee and Tweedledum as far as who's in charge. But I agree. I do think he should be testifying in public so that the public can actually hear and see what goes on.
All right, the Santos expulsion vote, the legality, he says, they got nothing on me. Of course, nothing on, right?
Yeah. Here is a Republican congressman, and the Republican-controlled Ethics Committee comes up with this scathing report, and then there's a procedure. They said, no, let's advance the procedure because this guy is such a just a pile of whatever.
Like the stuff that comes out of the back end of my cows? Is that you're giving my cows a bad name? Yeah.
And I was going to say, and that's defaming your cows by putting them with Santos. He's committed more violations.
And he's like, he thinks it's a, he's kind of like a da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- care
of it.
You know, right.
Absolutely. He doesn't deal with it.
Stephen, J.J. Wiseman here, our lawyer on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with an overview of some of the things that affect us legally from the story list from Talkers.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.